The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Father, what an awesome moment in time that we have, that we can gather together, your flock gathering together in your pasture, where you are referred to as the Good Shepherd. Lord, you said that you will come, they will come in and out, and they will find pasture. And now, Lord, tonight we are coming in. You are the door. You are the Good Shepherd. And we come in and we find pasture. And we graze and we eat till we are full. Thank you that we can gather together in the spirit of unity to hear what the Spirit of God is saying this night. Thank you, Father, as we yield ourselves to your precious Holy Spirit. Think through our minds, speak through our vocal cords. There are things that you want your children to hear tonight. And I thank you that as we yield ourselves, we are vessels of honor so that you can say what you need to say. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Can I just add something? I just want to add a little prayer. Yeah. Lord, I just pray over every single person who has taken the opportunity to sow or to tithe or is about to or is still going to. Lord, I thank you that your hand is upon that seed and you are multiplying it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I thank you that you get to show them, because you did say, test me and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven. So they are testing you, Lord, and I know that you will show yourself big and strong to them in the name of Jesus, and they are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right, so we are carrying on with our series on intimacy with God. And as you know, the Lord wants us to work on our relationship with Him. There is a place where we can go to in Him. We can go higher in God. God wants you to know that He can hear your voice, but He also wants you to hear His voice. He's after that bond. He's after that closeness. You cannot have faith in somebody that you don't know. Far too much of the church is living a carnal lifestyle.
Yes.
And as a result, when the pressure shows up, They don't know him Monday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. They'll go to church maybe on a Sunday. But they haven't actually picked up their Bible in years. They might flip through a scripture here and there. They might even engage in a conversation fooling someone else. But in reality, there's no intimacy taking place behind closed doors. This is what God is longing for. I think Israel was so blessed. He said in Deuteronomy, I did not choose you because you were great in number. He said, in fact, you were the fewest of all people. He said, I chose you because I loved you.
Yes.
Now watch this. He moved in. Oh, that is so good. He moved in.
Yeah.
Just where he could be around his kids.
Surrounded by them.
But I can imagine the frustration on his part. A lot of people don't get that because they don't get to know his character. And as you know, we've been encouraging people, please read your Bible. I promise you, you're going to see things. And as you read right from the beginning, the book of Genesis, and we move from book to book to book, this beautiful nature is being spread out through the pages of the book, and you get to see different sides of God. And yes, there's some moments where he's angry, you know, but then when someone else wants to say something about his people, you don't want to be on his wrong side. You just see this absolute loving nature of God. And something that I've noticed over the years in ministering to Christians, and you come across different people with from different backgrounds and different beliefs, different churches, different denominations. They all got one thing in common. When they reach out to God, inadvertently, no one is saying this, but you can read between the lines. Mm. It's almost as if God is some kind of cold, still machine, and they haven't figured out where to switch him on to get their prayers answered. They make him out to be some kind of robot.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're actually watching a movie that's got a plot twist in it.
Mm.
Because something that I've realized, as I'm reading through the pages of the Old Testament and God's nature has been revealed day by day, chapter by chapter, I'm actually seeing that we are the cold steel machines. We are the robots that he's trying to find the switch to put us on. And he is far more human
than we are. Wow, that is a hard pill to swallow.
Because it's him. Why do you say that, brother? That's kind of hard. It's him that's constantly reaching out to us. Mm. It's him that's trying to get to our heart. It's him that's trying to form a bond with us. And day after day, we reject it. We prioritize other things. We find other things more important. And when we need him, we quickly turn to him and try and change ourselves and so forth and so on. But he's been watching you all the time.
Yeah, he's not fooled.
Longing for you. Looking to show you wonderful things. He says, it's me, my eyes look to and fro throughout the earth so that I can find someone where I can show myself strong on behalf of.
Yeah.
It's him. And like I said, it's like a plot twist. We got it the other way around.
Yes.
because we still got one foot in the world. And we know, we need to get away from that. And there's so much benefit from having this intimate relationship with Him. And I want to share this. This is a continuation from last week. And as you know, we're just going to pick up from our text. Our text is John chapter 17 and verse 3. And people think that God is just trying to fill up heaven.
Mm.
And they just think, you know, he just wants to get people saved and he doesn't really care. And he wants nothing to do with you after that. And, you know, people pray and pray and they're trying to get him to answer their prayers. But in reality, it's them that's not in tune with him. Just like Israel treated him. John 17:3, when we talk about eternal life, and people hear the word eternal life, they just think, okay, it's getting born again, we go to heaven. No. Let's hear what the king has to say. This is Jesus himself, the high priest, the captain of our salvation, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first begotten of many brethren. He says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, as we've been through this week after week, that word know in the Greek is gnosko. What is God after? He says he wants you to know the only true God. He wants you to know by experience. That's what that word know means in the Greek. To know him, to have experience, personal experience with him. That you got your own personal testimony.
Mm.
That you can actually say, yes, I know him.
Yes.
This is the way he is. And so we're going to continue this week. As you know, last week, what am I saying? I'm testifying about something that I know about him. Let's learn more about him.
Mm.
I was telling him today, I was busy driving. And in the car, I got the windows down, you know, because it's hot. And I'm just having a fat chat with him and I'm telling him things, man. I'm getting so excited. People are driving past. I don't know what they must have thought. This guy talking to himself, you know, or he's got the Bluetooth system on. He's talking to someone on the phone.
But, no, his dad.
But usually that's very loud and you can hear the other person. But that's okay. I just did not care. I'm so lost in him. I said to him, there's so much to learn. I want to know it all. I want to know so much about you. Because the more I learn, the deeper in love I fall with him.
Yes, absolutely.
It was him that came to me and just moved on me to listen to a series. I'm just giving you a brief synopsis last week and we can carry on. I did not know what a revelation was. I had no cooking clue. I wasn't born again very long, so I didn't know much. But he knows how to lead you. He knows how to get your attention. And he got me playing these cassettes. I just played them over, and I just played them over. And I just played them over and over and over and over and over again. And I went through the scriptures. And light came. And I saw it. I saw it. I said, oh my word. When I say I saw it, what I'm talking about, a revelation. It's the first time I had experienced a revelation. I saw something on the inside of me. Okay? What is a revelation? Let's just go and pick up again and just renew our minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. And the Apostle Paul is talking, and he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure." Watch this. "Through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." There he says it again. So that's what a revelation does, folks. A revelation exalts you above measure. Mm. The goodness of God. He wants you to have a revelation upon a revelation upon a revelation upon a revelation, because he's so good. Why does he want you to have a revelation? Some Christians are born again and they die and they go to the presence of the Lord and they've never had a revelation, not one revelation in their whole Christian existence. That's not God's fault. That's your cotton picking fault. You got to take responsibility. A revelation is given to you to exalt you above measure. You have the ability to receive any revelation that you need. Mm. Now, what is a revelation? Supernatural insight into something, into what Jesus Christ has already done for you. It empowers you. It lifts you up. It takes you to another level. Well, my revelation I got was the wisdom of God. I mean, I was sitting there and I got it, man. I saw it for the first time. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 came alive to me, where it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom." I saw supernaturally that it really is the principal thing. I saw into this. I saw, my goodness, I need me some of this wisdom. See? Now watch this. God gave me a revelation. Watch this. He wanted to exalt me above measure. I was busy praying. And some of you have heard this testimony many times. But I want you to listen very, very closely with new ears. Because I want you to see how it flows in line with a revelation and how that changed my life. Okay, so I was dating this girl. I was very dedicated to her. And we had had a pretty good relationship up till then. And then all of a sudden, things started going pear-shaped. And the closer I drew to God, the further she was drifting away. And I started seeing this. And when I said, "Hey, we need to go to church," she didn't want to go to church. I said, "We need to get into the Word," she didn't want to get into the Word. Well, so is that a reason for you to give up? No. It's where you stand and you fight for them. So I did. Started fighting, praying for her, and so forth. Now, I was praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit daily, not for her per se, just praying in the Spirit. And this word started surfacing up on the inside of me. "Is she my highest will for your life?" I thought, "Satan?
Get behind me, Satan."
I said, I thought that was quite blasphemous. But I just continued and I ignored it. I was still a baby Christian. I was wet behind the ears. I didn't know that it was God. He was busy leading me to the next level. See? So I just carried on. And this question kept on surfacing. But now watch this. I've learned now over time that question surfaced on the inside, not the outside.
Yeah.
And no devil on the inside. The devil's on the outside.
Yes.
So that question kept on surfacing. And it was gentle. It wasn't...
condemning.
Yeah. And it wasn't sort of in your face.
It was thought-provoking.
Yes. And it continued.
Because he's not the type that will say, that girl's wrong for you.
Yeah. Yeah, he won't do that.
No, because what will happen, it'll push you further into her arms.
Yeah. So, now, remember, I've got a revelation of wisdom. What does it mean, I've got a revelation of wisdom? Well, Andrew can testify on this as well. We've spoken to people who don't have a revelation on the wisdom of God.
Mm.
When you talk to them about the wisdom of God, they kind of frown and look at you like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because they don't have, watch this, insight.
Mm.
That's what a revelation is. It's insight into the workings of certain things of God. I had supernatural insight into the wisdom of God. I knew what it was. I knew how to get it. I knew how to receive it by faith. And I also knew what it was capable of. That's the difference
yeah.
a revelation makes. It's a huge difference. You now operating with spiritual tools.
Yes.
And you can make them work. And that comes by intimacy with God. Revelation doesn't come any other way. A revelation, Jesus spoke and said to Peter. Peter got a revelation that Jesus was the Christ.
Mm.
And this is what Jesus had to say. Flesh and blood, Peter, did not reveal that to you. In other words, that didn't come out of your own thought process, he says, but from my Father which is in heaven. You see, Peter, you could see Peter had a heart for God. He was very close. He was always asking questions. He was always excited and so forth. And God blessed him with a revelation. And we spoke about that last week, how that revolutionized him completely. Well, I had a revelation on the wisdom of God. So this question kept surfacing to the point where it got my attention. I said, okay, I need to sort this out because I can't keep going on like this.
Mm.
So I started seeking out the wisdom of God. Wow, I can do that now because I've got a revelation. That there is God being so good to me. That's the benefits
yes.
of a relationship. I put myself, even though I didn't know what a revelation was, I didn't know what was coming down the line, he did,
yeah.
but I put myself in a position where I've got this ongoing bond that's forming. I'm learning to hear his voice. We knew.
Yeah.
He knows me, but he's very new to me. And so this bond is forming. And as this relationship is growing, he's teaching me how to trust him.
Yeah.
And so he's pulling me out and he's doing it in a very gentle manner. And so I started praying. And I pressed myself into the wisdom of God. And I'd go and listen to those teachings over and over again. This time, I'm not looking for a revelation. This time, I'm doing it because it's now feeding my faith. Mm-hmm. I need wisdom. Is this girl the highest will? See? And the very first time I prayed, he's teaching me how to hear his voice. It's a soft voice. So soft, I almost missed it. And I heard, no.
Well, it does call his voice the still, small
the
voice.
The still, small voice. And I was like, huh? Is this God? So I carried on praying again. And then I heard again the second time, no. And that didn't make sense to me. Now, yeah, I want to throw something in. I want to throw something in. This is very important. God does not give you long explanations.
No.
He gives you a fragment. Because if he had to sit and explain everything to you first, there would be no faith there to trust him.
Yes.
Because you've heard it all. See? So he just gives you that much. He just said no. But now he could see, I was panicking a little bit, yeah, because I'm thinking, okay, what now? So what, you're calling me to be single? What's going on here?
Yes. You know? You needed understanding.
I needed understanding. So I prayed again. Now, the third time I prayed, I heard a louder voice. And there was a pause. And he said, no. And there was a pause. And then I heard him say, I have someone else for you.
Prepared for you.
Yeah.
Prepared, guys. Prepared.
So then, you know, faith came.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got someone else prepared for me. So I got all excited, you know, and I was saying, okay, what's her name?
The party wanted to avoid.
Yeah. What's her name? What color is her hair? I don't know why I thought that, but, you know, what color is her hair? And this and that. I'm asking all these questions. And I thought years down the line, and I actually said this, I could have prayed in the spirit and asked the Lord what her name is and all the types of things that I wanted to know, based on what happened in the book of Acts. But you know what I realized? He wouldn't tell me, because then I would know too much.
Yeah.
And then I would get over into
the flesh.
The flesh.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't. You got to do
and
this.
And you would miss the awesomeness of it.
Yeah.
You know, you would miss how it happens instead of sitting and waiting for it to happen. You know, because you're running through all these different scenarios. But when you don't have much detail, you're depending on him, and he just brings things to light, and he does it in such a way that every step is a surprise.
Yeah.
And that's what he loves. He loves seeing the joy and the excitement in his kids.
Yeah. So what is he doing now? What's he doing? Well, the answer is very simple. What does a revelation do? It exalts you above measure. So what is the average measure of a marriage today? It sucks.
Yes.
That's the average measure, okay?
Mm.
The divorce rate supersedes the successful marriage rate.
Yeah.
That is the average measure. What's he doing? He's exalting me above measure. You see how important a revelation is?
Mm. It's revealed knowledge that brings light. Because you have those moments where you're like, oh, I see it.
Yeah. Can you also see the importance of how he's busy leading?
Yes.
He's leading me in places I didn't even know what to ask for. Check this. He's taking me into my promised land.
Yes. Yes, just like he was doing with the Israelites.
That's right. He's taking me into a land flowing with milk and honey. Provided him and I, we got a relationship.
Mm.
Provided I'm staying in a place where I can hear him.
Yeah.
We're talking about the benefits of intimacy with God. We're talking about, it's not just you chatting and he's chatting and you can hear his voice and he can hear his voice. There's things happening here.
Mm. And your trip will take 11 days instead of 40 years.
That's right. So there we go. So now I prayed the fourth time. The devil came. I didn't know it was the devil. I was, like I said in the previous episode, I was green like a coffee bean.
Was it the same year that you got saved?
No. It was the following year.
Okay.
So like I said, I was green as a coffee bean, man. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't tell left from right. I was a baby Christian. I was completely dependent on him.
Mm.
I needed him in everything. So yeah, he's showing me already, he's making my life better. Not to say that girl didn't, you know, she was a lower level than me.
Yeah.
No, she was just prepared for someone else.
Yes.
She also belonged to him. It was also her daughter, but she just chose not to hang out with her father. Mm. She didn't have a revelation. There again, she didn't have a revelation of how valuable that relationship is. Man, I tell you what, if you had to understand the value of a relationship with God, you'd know it is more valuable than gold.
Mm. When you talk about revelation, I kind of see a dad sitting on a chair with his little kid on his lap. All the other little kids are playing, but there'll be that one kid that's sitting there, and dad is showing this child how to maneuver this little block thing and whatever, and spending time cultivating this relationship. And so the father is imparting information into this little kid who's taken the time to be alone with her dad while the other kids are playing.
Yeah.
And I see that intimacy, and I see him sharing things with her or with him. And that's how God is. He's like, come to me.
Yeah.
And he wants to share things with you.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
He wants you to, like, because that's what I see. I see my dad sitting and me sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
And he's trying to show me how to fix this and put this together and this. And he's going, why it goes like this and how it goes like this and what's the benefits of it. While all the other kids are so busy with their own lives.
Yeah.
Playing around with whatever. They don't have the time to spend time to learn from their father.
That's right.
And that's all we're doing, is he wants us to come to him to learn from him, so that we can be, we can go to a place that's much higher than where we are.
Yeah. And the intimacy is so important. And you can't, you can't say that you have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
If you haven't drawn near to him.
Yeah.
You know, I like to use this example. If you are in the kitchen and I'm over here in the bedroom, in order for us to talk, we have to shout.
Yeah, and even that's a bit difficult.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other things going on and so forth. I can't fellowship with you if you're in the kitchen and I'm in the bedroom.
Yes.
I have to draw near. I have to walk to the kitchen. And if I'm there, I don't have to raise my voice.
Yeah.
It's also not hard for me to hear your voice.
Mm.
See? Because we're right there. And when you talk, I can hear everything.
Yeah.
And you can hear me. And we can have a wonderful time in fellowship.
Mm.
But if you're in the kitchen and I'm in the room, we can't do the same thing. We cannot have that same conversation and have and experience the same results.
Exactly, because what normally happens when that does occur is you misunderstand the words and you hear something completely different.
Yes. What? What did you say? And that's how a lot of Christians are. Yes. That's what I'm saying. God is in the kitchen and they're chilling out in the bedroom. And they asking God something, and they can kind of hear his voice, but they can't really make it out.
Mm.
And so they think they are in fellowship. They think they have this relationship with him, but in actuality, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You got to take the time out, and you got to draw near. He says, you draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you.
Yes. You take the first step, because he ultimately is always drawing near to us, but it's us that needs to come closer to him.
That's right.
And he still said to me one day, it's not that I draw near to you. He's like, I'm already there.
Yeah.
It's when you draw near to me, you are the one who actually, it seems like he's coming closer, but he's never left. He's been there since he's never day left. One.
That's right. So now coming back to my story, what's he doing here? He's leading me just like he led the children of Israel in the desert with a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Mm.
Now he's leading me by the Holy Spirit. Same God.
Yes.
That's, wow. I'm trying to still put that together. Same MO. Nothing's changed.
It just dawned on me, it's going to sound very odd now.
Mm-hmm.
The same Holy Spirit that led the Israelites is with us right now.
That's right. And nothing has changed.
Yes.
He's always trying to get you into your promised land.
Yes.
But he can't do it
mm-hmm.
when you're chilling in the room.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for you in the kitchen. This can't happen. So coming back to that, like I said earlier, I was green like a coffee bean. What do I mean by that? The devil took advantage of my ignorance. And he tried to play me and said, what kind of a husband are you going to make? You just want to, because the scripture tells us in the book of Ephesians that principalities and powers, they get the wisdom of God from you. You get the wisdom from God.
Yes.
And they can't read your mind. They can't see what's going on the inside of you. But when you're praying, they're right there listening. What's God telling this person?
Yeah.
Why does he want Trevor to separate from this girl now? What's going on? Yeah. And so I could not tell back then he was condemning me. The Lord would never do that. The Lord wouldn't condemn me. But then I was thinking, oh, you know, it could be right. I mean, what kind of a person am I to do that? And so I prayed a fourth time. You all know the story. Man, I heard the voice of God. I heard it. I heard it was so loud. The fear of God just flooded the whole room. I was so scared. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to move my arms. I didn't want to move my fingers. I didn't want to move nothing. And that rascal left.
Of course.
Because he got just as scared. He was gone.
He can't stand in that presence.
When I heard, I said, Lord, is she your highest will? The fourth time now, I said, oh, Lord, please don't be angry with me. But I really...
Same as Abraham.
I need to know this. And when he said no, man, he shouted no. He went, no! It just resonated right through my spirit, in my soul, in my physical being. The hairs on my body just stood right up. And I said, okay, I got that. Loud and clear. And that devil was gone. That devil that was condemning me the whole time. And then a few days later, the Lord spoke up, you know, after I recovered. The Lord spoke up and he said, now, I wasn't shouting at you. He said, but you were in a place where the devil was condemning you and getting you to go back to Egypt. And I needed to stop that. And I said, okay.
Because we're headed to the promised land.
We're headed to the promised land now. You know, the children of Israel always wanted to go back to Egypt. Always wanting to go back. Well, cut a long story short, the Lord helped me and he brought me into my promised land. And he just said to me one day, I want you to look up Megan. Megan Conaway. Look her up on Facebook. And she and I actually went to junior school together. And after junior school, we had met again a year later, and we actually ended up living in the same street.
Like two houses away from each other, yeah. 3 houses away from each other.
You see what God was trying to do back then already.
Yes, because he still put you in my primary school for the final year.
Yeah.
And that was the last chance to hook us up.
Yeah.
Before we went to different schools.
And then, cut a long story short, I checked you. You know, we were, what, 14, 15?
No, it wasn't that old. We were like 12, 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was checking you out and I was like,
So weird because you still remember what I was wearing.
I do. You're wearing those short jeans.
Oh, my word.
And you know what? The Lord, he was setting that up.
Yep.
I didn't know. Yep. I didn't even know him. Like I do today.
Yes.
And so years later, I'm born again. And he says to me, I want you to go and look up Megan Conaway. And so I looked her up.
This was in the year 2009.
Yeah. And so I found you, sent you a message. And you said, oh, I remember you. And so we were talking.
Obviously, I remembered him.
And, you know, you asked me, how am I doing? And straight away, I start testifying. I start talking about Jesus, I'm born again, and all that type of stuff. Watch this. He's taking me into my promised land.
Yes. This is where my journey into the promised land also started.
And to cut a long story short, I went and I crossed over the Jordan.
Yeah.
And I went and I possessed the land.
Oh, my goodness. I possessed the land.
And so you can see the benefits of having that relationship with him.
Yes. Because you can compare it to past relationships, and nothing will ever compare to what God has.
No, nothing. Nothing compares. Nothing compares. So I'm just encouraging you guys, as the Lord has directed us this year, he said, I want you to focus on your relationship with me. Now, there are different parts of the promised land for each and every person. For some who are single, there's that part of the promised land for you to get someone that God chooses.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I trusted him.
Yes, me too.
And I won't look back. Okay? Then for you who are struggling in business, or you even want to know what God has called you, he's got a section of the promised land there for you as well. Mm. But you're only going to access that part when you make the effort and you draw close to him.
Mm. It's got to be about a relationship with him. You can't focus on finding the spouse or going after the healing or whatever it is that your heart's desire is. You've got to go after him like your life depends on it. One of the translations, I think it is the Message translation. I'm just look, it actually says that. It says, go after him as if your life depends on it, because it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Your life is rooted in him. So you going after things, there's no life attached to it.
No.
But in him, a relationship with him is, it's bountiful life. And out of that life comes those things.
Yeah.
So until you've settled down and realized he is the answer to everything, that relationship is an answer to everything, that intimacy that he craves with us, when you realize that that's the most important thing, it's the only thing that ever matters, you're always going to be grasping at other things and you're never going to reach it. Never going to have full life satisfaction until you're grasping at him.
Now, I'm telling you something now. If you don't get your relationship right with him, you are never, ever going to know him.
Yes.
You're never going to have those personal experiences that are absolute gold.
Mm.
It's memorable. It's moments that you will never, ever forget. And the relationship with him just gets better. It just improves. It gets richer. And there's moments that are just very, very special.
Yeah.
And then there's things that he will allow you to see. But he's not going to let you experience it all at once.
Mm.
It comes over time.
Yeah.
And you can't come in and out as you please. I'm not married to Megan Mondays to Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays to Sundays, I'm living by myself somewhere in a tent by the river. You know, I'm married to her permanently. And it's exact same thing with the Lord. When you develop your relationship with him, it's a permanent thing.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful.
So we're going to end this message now. And we hope that you were blessed by it. Let's finish off in a word of prayer. Father, we're so blessed to have you. Thank you for this word. Thank you that this word will take root on the inside of us. Thank you that your precious Holy Spirit will lead each and every one who has heard this message tonight and make it more real to them. Bring them up to a higher level. Bring them closer to you than ever before. Let them experience a rich relationship with you like never before. Father, we're so blessed to be part of your family.
Mm.
You call us my people. That's my people.
Yes.
I love that. And so, Father, we thank you that each and every one of us, our relationship with you is going to mature and it's going to evolve and it's just going to get better and better. We love you, but we know you first loved us. In Jesus' name. And remember, As always, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.